Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and me.
Let's go.
The game is over. The Panthers come back for the second week in a row against a Big 12 opponent. But this one is much more important because, after all, it's the backyard brawl.
My final thoughts are I'm happy for Doran because he's going to feel better. And he's got 364 days with his partner in the Fan Morning Show with bragging rights.
And you win the bet.
That is big time.
Yes, I do.
That means that
time.
he wins the bet, so Adam has to watch the 13-9 game all over again
with all of us.
He does have to watch that game.
From the beginning, uncut.
All of us.
Man, Hillgrove was really excited about that.
He was real excited. His eyes lit up. But when we were talking post game, he was like, "Oh yeah, you win the bet. He has to watch the game.
You're gonna watch it with all of us. I'll bring the popcorn.
Can I drink?
Sure. I'll let you do that.
Thank you. That was the one thing missing from the first time I watched the 07 game.
Yes,
was there was no booze because I was 17 years old.
Yes,
and I was watching it with my parents. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills in 10 minutes. This Broderick Jones situation's gotten way out of hand, so we got to get to that. And Broderick Jones had some eye-opening comments that he made after the game, so we'll do that. Pat Narduzzi after the game said that Pitt didn't just beat West Virginia, they beat the refs. And when he said it, I got pissed because I felt like that game was terribly officiated both ways. But then I thought about it, and I have some certain philosophies in sports, Doran. And one of them is, when you win a game, you get to control the narrative. The losers don't.
Uh-huh.
So Neil Brown was not happy that Pat Narduzzi said that, which I also like, because those guys have been way too friendly for 3 years. They need to not be friendly. I don't think that Narduzzi liked Mr. Jim Harbaugh.
Uh-huh.
I don't think those guys got along at all. The Michigan State thing. Those guys, I think, hated each other. You need some of that. But to the victor go the spoils. And when you win a football game, you can say whatever the hell you want. And so Narduzzi took that moment and he threw some gasoline on some already smoldering flames. And I think that's fair. That's the way it goes.
I think he was probably talking about the play with the face mask of the offensive pass interference, potentially.
The hell of a catch.
That was missed. That was a missed call. How do you miss that?
I think both guys could have been flagged, and that's why he threw nothing.
I did
also see the face mask, Doran.
Yes, it was very blatant.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have lost them the game. So, yeah, that game, there was, I mean, how many, I don't know the final stat of, like, how many flags were thrown.
Way too many.
It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. So, you're right. You get to control the narrative whenever you do win, and that's what happened with Pat Narduzzi. He was fired up in the moment, and he won the game.
not as fired up as, well, maybe he was, as you were when you slapped him on the backside.
I was very fired
up. Is he okay?
He might
you
be.
Got him, man.
I know. I slapped
like
him
you
hard.
got him.
I know. I just couldn't help it. I was so excited.
This was as even a game as you're going to find, like statistically. Like West Virginia had 398 yards, Pitt had 379. Pitt had 24 first downs. West Virginia had 22. Like, time of possession, it looked the way you thought it would look. Like, West Virginia had time of possession because that's how they play. Pitt's going to score fast, and they did. The penalties. 12 for 112 for Pitt. 7 for 67 for West Virginia. And I'll tell you, that's a lot for West Virginia, too. Last season, they were one of the least penalized teams in the country. They don't, like, if there's one thing they've done under Neil, it's not commit penalties. So that's a big inflated number for them. I thought the referees, and I thought they missed calls on both sides, and you bring up what should have been offensive pass interference. When you see this many penalties, I just think it's more on the crew than it is on the teams that are playing.
Yeah.
Because you did, and you were down there. You saw some chippiness, but I don't think anything went over the line.
No, never.
So I thought that the officiating crew did everything they could to take what was the most entertaining college football game of the weekend. And when it's all said and done, probably going to be one of the most entertaining games of the year. And they wanted to put their stamp on it.
Yeah, right.
And I thought it was an embarrassing showing. And I think it was a Big 12 crew. That's how they usually do these things. Mm. The road team, they'll take that conference. Like last year, I think it was an ACC crew. So that's just the way it goes. But I thought they were garbage.
How many turnovers did West Virginia have? Two?
They had two. And Pitt had the turnover on downs just before the half, which I thought was a puzzling coach's decision, but it wound up not coming around to bite Pitt.
Yeah, very, very puzzling. I mean, even the play call. But whenever you have a special teams touchdown and you win the turnover battle, you're probably going to
you're going to win the game.
Yeah, you're going to win the football game.
Yeah, you're going to win the game. I have a good buddy of mine, and I think Pitt fans and West Virginia fans are way more alike than they are different. Like, I think there's a general air of pessimism with everything that ever happens. When good things are happening, you feel like, I don't know. Now, the football team didn't feel that way. You know, Pitt believed. You said you believed. Mm-hmm. And that, you cash in because of what happened against Cincinnati. You never think you're out of a football game.
Never.
But I think the fan base is, when stuff's going good, you're always kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop. Like, they used to call it a pitting. We had 13-9 happen. When good things happen, usually bad things follow. When the block punt happened, I texted my buddy and said, it's over. It's done. You don't give up a special teams touchdown and win. And ultimately, they didn't.